an enjoyable reputation with their colleagues, and they keep it up. They do keep it up, so the only criterion that they meet is that if they keep it up. And we, no way can we call these people mad. It's the guy that's doing it for reasons other than the reputation and the money, and gets caught, that we start toying with the idea, this guy's out of his, you know, he's flipped his trolley because his behavior doesn't make sense. Well, that helps.
Especially if he gets caught again and again and again.
Yeah, the guy that spent most of his life in prison and doesn't have any way to get from. You know, the business, the people who make crime a business, even when they get caught and thrown in, they got it rigged so that they get out pretty fast. Yeah. Okay. So, I hope you are convinced now that unless you can show all four of these features, that you've got yourself a case of behavior that you shouldn't be worried about, shouldn't be reporting on. Yes, it certainly does. Yes, I would say that the drug abuser is mad. Well, wait a minute now. Appears that is unpleasant to others.
You mean robbed, get the money by.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how broad you push it around.
Yeah.
Among their peers.
Well.
As a matter of fact,
yeah. Yeah, I know that's, see, that's.
Find some forms of madness with the birds of a feather. But that is not what this idea of unpleasantness or disapproval. There's general social disapproval.
The behavior is defined in this particular culture as a no-no. That's what I mean by unpleasant. I should have a whole family of words there. It is behavior of concern, to use Ray's word. It is it gets people uptight. They don't like people to do that sort of thing. That's what I'm talking about. I agree that you can find certain kinds of delinquents, especially, who will get together and say, "There, this is the greatest. This is the style." But especially when the behavior is defined as immoral or illegal by the surrounding culture, then, well, that's what I mean. The culture defines it as immoral or illegal or unsatisfactory or a no-no. That's what I'm talking about. No, I'm just going to talk about the theoretical physiological events that occur when certain chemicals are ingested. Just physiology.